Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory, and glory is light. His glory illuminates the souls of the redeemed. The condition of the saved just prior to salvation is declared in Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. John 1, 6 through 9 speaks of the Lord of glory. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. When the mockers accuse us of seeing the light, we should respond, Hallelujah and Amen. Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory, and glory is light. Have you seen the light? Are you born again? Would you like all the darkness, the sin, and the shame washed away? Would you like to know Jesus Christ, the King of glory, as your Lord and Savior? Then today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus right now for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Today is your day to see the light. Now for today's subject. God said, Matthew 24, verse 37, But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. God said, Genesis 15, verse 16, But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. God said, Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. God said, Genesis chapter 2, 21 through 25, And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. God said, Revelation 19, 6 through 9, And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Man said, We have turned the Bible's evil into good, and the Bible's good into evil. Educated men have cast off the arcane dictums of the so-called Word of God. Now the record. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is God Said, Man Said, feature article 596, that once again proves the full inerrancy of the majority text authorized King James Version of the Holy Bible. These feature articles are all archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saints and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. God's judgment of the world, nations, and individuals follows a very predictable pattern. Judgment falls when wickedness comes to the full. This is where evil becomes good, and good becomes evil. This is a new feature in the 21 Signs of Doomsday series. It is time to prepare to meet your God. When the Antichrist, the son of perdition, arises, Daniel 23 says it will occur when the transgressors are come to the full. His tenure here will be measured in days and not decades, and then comes Armageddon and the end of the world as we know it. Jesus said when he returns to the earth, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, wickedness had come to the full. Genesis 6, verse 5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Genesis 6, 11 and 12, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. The Bible says Satan is the God, little G-O-D, of this world, and that the sons of Adam are taken by him at his pleasure. When God says yes, Satan says no, simply 180 degrees out. His M.O. was established in the Garden of Eden. God told immortal Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, lest they die. Satan offered the opposite position. He told Eve to go ahead and eat, and that they would not die, but would know the difference between good and evil and be like gods. Eve ate, Adam ate, and now there is a graveyard in every community. God's word cannot be mocked without the mocker suffering the dire consequences of his deeds. In the beginning, God establishes two central and essential biological and social structures. In regard to mankind, he first creates a male and calls him Adam. From Adam's rib, God creates for Adam a helpmate, a companion, a female, and Adam named her Eve. But carnaldom has a different idea, one that is in direct opposition to God's plan. The sons of Adam have mocked God and think it is perfectly acceptable for men to lie with men and for women to lie with women. A short while ago, the host of a popular TV show was discussing U.S. President Barack Obama's full-throated endorsement of gay marriage. The host cited for his guest Leviticus 20, verse 13, "If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." Also read Leviticus 18, 22 and Deuteronomy 23, verses 17 and 18. The guest smugly responded to the biblical passage that he preferred the New Testament. Unfortunately, the TV host had no response. Here are just a few passages from the New Testament concerning homosexual activity. Romans chapter 1, 21 through 32. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, or extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Jude 1, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Homosexuality is a grievous sin, but to those who believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and repent, there is forgiveness, deliverance, and salvation. For simple instructions, click on the Further with Jesus. There is help. The U.S. government is championing the cause of homosexuality, including the promotion of gay adoption and gay marriage. A White House government headline reads, U.S. agencies get pro-gay overhaul. It reads, in December, President Barack Obama promised that the full weight of U.S. government will be used to promote the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered agenda around the world. A memorandum was issued as instruction for the heads of executive departments and agencies. Obama said, no country should deny people their rights because of who they love, end of quote. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, made it clear in the public forum that U.S. foreign aid will be hooked to how recipient countries treat homosexual issues. CSNews.com reports the following. ICE. Hormone therapy and abortion services. Illegal alien detainees who identify as transgender will be provided with hormone therapy by the Immigration Customs Enforcement, a division of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Guidelines for this procedure are contained in the 2011 Operations Manual, ICE Performance-Based National Detention Standards. 1. Within 12 hours of arriving at the detention center, the detainee will be screened for gender self-identification. 2. Transgender detainees who were already receiving hormone therapy when taken into ICE custody will have continued access. 3. Detainees will be provided assistance in labor and delivery, adoption, or abortion services. 4. ICE will arrange and fund transportation to an abortion facility, and if the pregnancy is deemed life-threatening or is the result of rape or incest, ICE will pay for the abortion, end of quote. Wickedness is coming to a full. The very first and most central and essential biological and social structures created by God have been rejected and ridiculed by the sons of Adam. Those who oppose their antichrist positions have been vigorously maligned as hate mongers, homophobes, flat earthers, and idiots. Isaiah 59:15, yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. There are two bookends of all this life that pertain to men. Those bookends are marriage, and Satan has succeeded in defiling them for untold multitudes. The first wedding officiated by God had Adam as its groom and Eve as his bride. The last and final wedding God will officiate is known to the faithful virgins, those surrendered to the Word of God alone, as the marriage supper of the Lamb. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ's name is the Word of God. At the marriage supper of the Lamb, Jesus Christ is the groom, and the redeemed will be his bride. The final wedding is the doorway to the fulfillment of the blessed hope. Carnaldom thinks to make a fool of God and of all those who embrace his word. Again, consider Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Men are mocking, and men are reaping. God strictly commands against homosexuality, a crime punishable in the Scriptures by death. Those shackled by this bondage must turn to Christ for forgiveness and deliverance. The ill effects of this disobedience are very long, very long. For example, the homosexual community is 5,000 times more likely to contract AIDS than their heterosexual brethren, and the male homosexual's lifespan is 8 to 20 years shorter, with one body of research pegging life expectancy at 41 years. Only 1% of the homosexual community dies of old age, end of quote. Wickedness is coming to a fool, and doomsday is approaching. Prepare. to meet your God. God said, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." God said, Genesis 15, 16, "But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full." God said, Daniel 8, 23, "And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up." Genesis 2, 21 through 25, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." God said, Revelation 19, 6 through 9, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." Man said, "We have turned the Bible's evil into good and the Bible's good into evil. Educated men have cast off the arcane dictums of the so-called Word of God. Now you have the record."